Are your lawyers prepared, though, for the war? Because it will be a war. You know that. Are they prepared for it?
Everything's a war. With me, life is a war. And, yeah, we're prepared. And somebody had to do it. I'm amazed that somebody that gets hit like I do, where good stories don't get written, and if they are, they're virtually banned or they're not put on, and they're certainly not on any platforms. The people of this country are smart. They get it.
Can you believe that there are massive victories all over the earth now? The EU is changing big time. We're going to catch that. On top of that, Trump's entered foreign territories like San Francisco. He's greeted by thousands. Yes, we are witnessing a great awakening. The evil forces are freaking out. Dr. Phil's up. We've got some other big issues and some great comms coming. Hope you hang in there. Here we go.
My question is why? I understand how. I know you got a thick skin. You're not one of those people that's afflicted with the need to be loved by strangers. I get that.
I think that's true.
My question is not how do you do it. My question is why do you do it? Why do you... Cause let's face it. I mean, you're a billionaire. You got a great family. You're a very dedicated father. People may not see this in you a lot because you keep that kind of private. But my question to you is why do you subject yourself to this?
So... there's a movement in this country. It's called MAGA. And Biden's always fighting it. We will stop MAGA. MAGA is Make America Great Again. And we were doing, you know, I had an administration that was a tremendous success. Even enemies. I mean, we had the greatest economy in history. We had the best job numbers in history. That's why I'm doing so well with the black and Hispanic vote. They had the best job numbers they've ever had. We were doing things that were incredible. And I was going through Russia hoax. I was going through the impeachment stuff, you know, all of that. And, you know, in one way, I jokingly said, somebody said, can you imagine what he could have done? Because I had one of the most successful presidencies. And yet I was constantly fighting off the radical left lunatics. They are deranged. They are. It's like a derangement syndrome. But I actually said, you know, maybe in some ways I did better because I showed something. But maybe too much time on my hands, it would have gone too far. The administration wouldn't have been as successful as it was. When you look at our job numbers, I built the military, largest tax cuts ever. Largest tax cuts, bigger than the tax cuts.
But higher
largest
revenue.
Regulation cuts ever.
I'm saying,
why did you do it? Why, if you're a billionaire, did you have to go through all of this? It just doesn't make sense to me. It's almost like Dr. Phil's playing catch-up. And I saw some issues with him. Some other folks were sharing. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. Maybe I've got it. Maybe I don't. Just before we, as I was watching this, I realized somebody was mentioning something about him and some comms going around about his past and who he belongs to. But anyway, we'll get there if I catch it. But he actually had a show, Dr. Phil. And they brought the audience in asking what they thought about the interview. Check this out.
I was just thinking about when they ran the first time together or the second time and President Biden won. I have a lot of Republican friends and a lot of Democratic friends. I'm kind of neutral, but they talked about good versus evil. And I thought, well, we're not really in a Disney movie, so I don't understand. You may not like him. I get that. But now... 4 years later, the same people I know that have said these things say, I'm really upset with my 401k. I'm upset when I go to the grocery store. And they're all voting for Trump now. So it's, and on the TikTok thing, I do get on TikTok. And most of the people I have followed off and on, their TikToks have been taken down if they have anything about Trump. And I just think this is bias. And so that doesn't help his case at all. They just see one side.
Yeah. Does that bother you that they're taking stuff down because it has that in there? What'd you want to say?
How about that, huh? TikTok even taking stuff down, but people are changing. They're noticing what's happening to them. They've had enough. It seems like it's always wrapped around money also. I think I remember, was it 96 when they had an election for Clinton? And I remember driving, listening to Rush Limbaugh, and I was just all upset back then because everybody said, we're going to vote for Clinton because Clinton's going to be a great person for our wallet, right? They just make you feel good. You know, you're going to be happy because your finances are good or whatever. And it just seems like it's wrapped around that. I wish that we'd hear a lot more from others on that. But anyway, it doesn't matter what's going on with President Trump. I mean, convicted felon, right? That's what they call him now. And I wanted to play this and just let you know that we've got a shirt. If you're looking at your screen, I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. That's right, an And We Know shirt. If you go to andweknow.com or shop.andweknow.com, you'll find this amazing piece of gear put together. Check this out.
The left can praise George Floyd, a 9-time convicted criminal, and build a statue in his name, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If the left can forgive Bill Clinton for cheating on his wife, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon. If the left can forgive Cardi B for roofying men and stealing from them when she was a stripper, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon. If the left can slap Hillary Clinton on the wrist for making up lies about Trump and Russia colluding, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If E. Jean Carroll can go around saying grape is sexy, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon.
The convicted felon. I'm voting for convicted felons. So if you look at this shirt, you'll notice the bars that are across with the hands holding on to the bars. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. Get your shirt while they last. There's several more there. President Trump did not create Democrats' hate. He exposed it. He did not create the media's bias. He exposed it. He did not create the corruption in both political parties and government. He exposed it. That's what we need to remember. And I'm going to play this clip from Dr. Phil's interview. Laura says, being held accountable for breaking the law is not revenge. It's justice. It's what holds a civil society together. When people break the law without any accountability, it encourages others to break the law too. Remember that quote as you're watching this, where it almost seems like Dr. Phil is trying to make it look like, you know, Trump, you don't have to, you know, get revenge on people like the media is telling you, right? You're just going to be a nice guy, right, when you get in?
Every situation needs a hero. What a great opportunity for you to stop this cycle, this vicious cycle of gotcha, gotcha back, gotcha, gotcha back. Every situation needs a hero. What a great opportunity to step up and say, you know what, it stops here, it stops with me.
I think
so it stops here. What an opportunity to stop the gotcha, gotcha back. Almost weird, right? I don't like that. What do you guys think? If you put in below this video your comments, what do you think as you're watching this interview with that particular line of questioning?
Impressed. We have to unite the country. We have to save the country. That's not really saving the country. There are people that did some bad things. I know who they are and all of that. But as an example with Hillary Clinton, I'd mention her name. Everyone's screaming. Thousands and thousands. Yeah, we just had 107,000 people show up in New Jersey. You saw that. 25,000 people showed up. In the South Bronx. But we had Wildwood, New Jersey. 107,000 people. It was a record. They've never had that. When I mention the name Hillary in the previous to the last election, they said, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. But I would be there, and I'm trying to almost quiet them. Now they were going crazy. How would it be I win, and I lock Hillary Clinton up? The president's wife, the former president's wife, I locked her up. And how would it be if I took the Secretary of State, she was Secretary of State, and we threw her into a prison someplace? I think it was terrible. And yet now they're trying to do that with me. Think of it. I didn't want to do that. I could have done that pretty easily. She busted up her phones and she busted up her laptops and what they did, and they put bleach bit. You know what bleach bit is? It's so expensive, nobody uses it because it's an acid and it wipes everything out. Could have done it real easy. Don't forget, She disobeyed a subpoena from the United States Congress. And she broke up all this machinery, all this technology, after she got the subpoena. Think of it. How would it look if I took a president of the United States wife and threw her into a prison? I hated it because I wanted to bring the country together, and I largely did. And I brought it together through success because it was the most successful economy in the history of our country. Okay. Now, the difference is they're trying to do it to me. And maybe you could feel differently about it, but I don't feel differently. Retribution is going to be through success. We're going to make it very successful. We have to bring the country together.
And you can...
Retribution will be through success. We have to bring the country together. It almost seems like he's stating that they'll not go after those that have hurt all of us and have broken the law. But wait just one moment, because he gave a speech recently in Las Vegas yesterday. He said this.
They made up a story that I said this, and they put it out, and it's been going around for 3 years. And it's just like Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 51 intelligence agents, that phony story, remember? The laptop is from Russia, they said. And they should be prosecuted for what they did. Okay, they should be prosecuted. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. They should be prosecuted for what they did. Okay. Now, I want you to notice something for those that like when I talk about these things. I just happened to catch it. I was watching. If you watch his hand, if you're looking at the screen, watch what he does with his hand. You ready? Here we go. He does the point, circle, finishes the circle off right where you do a what? You do a letter Q, and he slices across. Did you catch that? One more time. Round and across. Round and across the Q. Pretty cool. I like when he does that. It's almost like he's letting us know what's going on. Speaking of that, Grasshopper having to throw us these comms, catches them all the time. Donald J. Trump posted on the 8th of June. I truly wish people would remember that all of these trials are concocted and run by the crooked Joe Biden White House and DOJ for the purpose of election interference and damaging crooked political opponent me as much as possible. These are not legitimate trials. They are merely part of an illegal political witch hunt, the likes of which our country has never seen before. Interesting, right? Because when we're looking at this, he calls it a witch hunt. The witch hunt matches what he dropped at 1537. That's the timestamp. Well, if you look at 1537 on the Intel board, we see the word witch hunt. Oh, is that a coincidence? No, because we're looking at what he's talking about on that particular drop, the witch hunt. Why was the FBI's sick loser, Peter Stroke, working on the totally discredited Mueller team of 13 angry and conflicted Democrats when Stroke was giving crooked Hillary a free pass, yet telling his lover, lawyer Lisa Page, that we'll stop Trump from becoming president? See that? He put crooked in there in his write-up, also crooked's political opponent. It all matches, and he's sending his comms. Hillary seems to be the one that will be going down for sure. Another part I thought was interesting, we'll go to right after he said this about, we'll see what happens. Check out what he says here.
Ad user. They know it's phony. They know it's false. And now they took an ad using it. These are sick people. And I hope the military revolts at the voting booth and just says, we're not going to take it. They can say anything. They're a party of misinformation, disinformation, cheating on elections, open borders, high interest rates, and high taxes.
I hope the military goes after them if they cheat during the elections. Does that mean the military is going to be taking care of the elections this year? Did he just sneak that one in? Oh, pretty interesting. Should make you feel pretty good. Another thing that makes you feel good will be the LTPetClub247.com. That's the Enforce gummies that they have now. Introducing the Enforce gummies. They're perfect for the whole family. The gummies are safe for kids and are the healthiest choice on the market, free from corn syrup, artificial dyes, and any GMOs. They're proud to offer a product that is not only vegan and kosher, but also made in the USA, adhering to the highest standards of quality. They use the most potent strain of Coriolis for Sicola mushroom, and they add a fresh raspberry puree, giving these gummies a burst of flavor you can enjoy. And when I go to the website, if you guys go to ltpetclub247.com, you'll have a full description of what these Enforce gummies are all about. It's absolutely amazing how they continue to do great things for people. We keep hearing testimonies of those that are taking these. And remember, they've got so many other things. They've got the Mush Puppies Plus Dog Biscuits with Coriolis mushroom. We've got that for our dog. Absolutely. Our dog Cinnamon loves them. We've got the dog biscuits, the super sauce for dogs. Oh my goodness, she goes crazy when she gets that one also. You got all types of goodies for your cats. Essential Smart Ship packs. They've got the packs, folks, where the Alpha Boost pack, which just includes so much more. You go in here, you got cats, horses, and humans. And you know, we heard from folks like, let's see, we had heard from Jan who took Enforce. She said, I started taking Enforce after two different cancers. I needed to boost my immunity and my lab work is better and I feel so much better. I've been exposed to so many relatives with colds and flu and haven't gotten sick with anything since taking these. Thank you so much. So happy I heard about these. That's ltpetclub247.com. You don't want to miss taking these gummies and so much more, folks. I hope you go check it out. Well, folks, President Trump shows up in California and Vegas over the weekend. But look how he's greeted. All these boats. And he's out there taking his time, waving to everybody, and they're just going crazy. Oh, yeah. That is absolutely amazing. Yep, they're not upset about the convicted felon, right? This is huge for San Francisco, too. Look at all the cars on your right. The flags. Look at all those Trump supporters. Yep. You wouldn't think they'd have that in San Francisco, but they do. Many people are saying, you know what? I could see California going red this year, especially if they're not able to steal the elections or change the numbers on the in the election booth or more. We'll see what happens. But also, this is going to help them out. You've got Amber Rose. Yeah, celebrity.
A lot of people were shocked with your, you know, endorsement of Donald Trump. I mean, you're all about women's rights issues. I mean, what was the reason for the big change?
Is Donald Trump not for women's rights issues?
I mean, I guess a lot of people were asking.
He's trying to make America great again. That's for women too, right?
That's true. I mean,
okay. Well, there you go.
I know. Does him getting convicted, like, change the way you
nope.
view him?
Not at all.
I mean, still do you think it'll help his chances, like, getting, like, reelected or... Like, you'll hurt
I think it
him.
Helps him more.
I oh, think it actually helps him more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people see the injustice in what happened, and they want to vote for him more than ever.
I know. I wanted to ask you. So it seems like a lot of celebrities are kind of, like, voting for Trump now. I mean, why do you think people are kind of, like, changing their way of, like...
I think we're just... We just did our research, and we're just, you know, we're not brainwashed anymore by the left. I can say that about myself. All these years I've been brainwashed and I'm not anymore. Mm-hmm. So.
How about that, huh? Oh my goodness. It almost feels like, you know, we talked about the puppet strings coming off and people able to share whatever they want. Because a lot of times these Hollywood folks were told, you better not say anything. The singers, all the famous people, don't support Trump, but we're going to take you out. It seems like they've changed. Dana White also out there.
The one thing about the former president, he wants to be the next president again. You know a fighter's heart. You stare in more fighters' eyes than anybody else to see what's in there. Where does he rank at 77?
Number one. Number one. You take any of the greatest fighters of all time, Trump is number one. The most resilient human being that I have ever met in my life.
In what respect?
Why keep doing this? You got money. You got a great life. You got whatever. Why keep doing this? And the one thing that I can tell you, and this is a fact, this guy loves this country. Right? And he loves all Americans. regardless of what color, religion, or whatever it is. He's not a racist. He's a good human being, and he loves America, and he cares about this country. Period. End of story. If he wasn't that type of guy, I would never even associate myself with him.
Right.
Yeah, that's really good. They have the endorsement of Dana White, UFC. It's a big one. A lot of folks follow him. UFC, you guys know they go crazy every time Trump shows up. And saw that, and also remember when I mentioned that there was a World War II veteran who mentioned his support for President Trump and why? Well, that video was posted recently on social media. I was able to grab it. I wanted you to hear this because it was a reminder of one of my favorite interviews done during a Trump rally from years ago.
Thank you so much for your service, sir, in World War II.
Well, I'm glad to do it, and in fact, you took me off of the farm, and I was a cowboy at Chapman Ranch in South Texas.
And you were a reconnaissance paratrooper, is that right?
That's what they called me, yes. Wow. I entered the service in January of 42.
Wow, and you went all over. You were telling me Morocco, all over Africa?
Oh, yes, five major battles.
Five major battles. So how long of a time did you serve? That's
not all that long, about 4 years.
4 years, that's a lot of time. Thank you for your service, sir.
It was 4 years, but they were busy 4 years.
I'm sure.
We didn't get any days off.
Well, you're one of our heroes, and we thank you for that. And, you know, why are you here supporting the president?
Oh, I have to say this openly. He's the first president. In my 96 years, Reagan came close, but I have to support Mr. Trump. But he is the first real president that we had in my 96 years.
Wow.
He's got it all.
He does what he says he's going to do. And
everything he has done, I've been asking for all these years.
Wow.
We had a man with the guts, the structure, the stature, the knowledge, and everything that goes with it, mainly. He's doing the right thing. Every move he makes is right.
Yeah.
How about that? So wonderful to hear and get that clip back once again. Again, the reminder that, yep, it was a fast, hard 4 years in war, and they never took a day off. Rolling Stone's trying to put articles out there to get ahead of the victory for President Trump. Georgia is our laboratory inside Trump's plan to rig 2024. Now they realize they're going to lose, so they've got to put in the minds of everyone that they're going to rig it, right? Team Trump sees Georgia as a roadmap for putting Trump's heads, I win, tails, you lose philosophy of elections into practice. So they're going to put this into the mind of folks. They're probably going to write it up over and over again, and then he's going to have a victory. And then what are they going to do? He rigged the election. There's no way that he could have won. Where have we heard that before? So, of course, President Trump, without a criminal record for 72 years, this is probably an old meme, runs for president, gets 92 charges in a year. Of course, you hear from all of these folks over and over again how they're going to rig the election. We'll interfere with the election by arresting and accusing our opponents of interfering with the election. It's brilliant. That's right. That's the way the government has been working and operating. They're worried. They're concerned. President Trump gets in. Here's another reason that they're concerned. If he gets in, something I completely forgot about till this came out from Joy Reid.
That if Donald Trump becomes president, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas will immediately retire. They're both in their 70s. They want to retire under a Republican. We now know they are naked partisans. They're not jurists by any stretch of the imagination. They will retire and Donald Trump will replace them with 30-something and 40-something-year-old versions of themselves, meaning Donald Trump will have appointed at that point 5 out of 9 members of the United States Supreme Court. He will have created a court that will last for 50 years or more. That is the legacy he will then inherit.
And she says it in a negative way. And, of course, we're going, yeah, that's how it's supposed to work, folks. And we're going to love it because he'll have 5 picks of conservative folks. And I tell you what, when these picks came in, one of those that's making waves, as a reminder, Clarence Thomas And I want to have a reminder here of the battle that we've been in for decades. The way he was mistreated when they were going through the questioning process of bringing him to the Supreme Court. And this always motivates me, no matter what we're going through, no matter how tough life is out there, remember this man fighting for us.
Some people have been spreading the rumor that perhaps you're going to withdraw. What's Clarence Thomas going to do?
I'd rather die than withdraw. If they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me.
So you'd still like to serve on the Supreme Court?
I'd rather die than withdraw from the process.
There's the real Joe Biden, the one who treated him terribly during that whole process. And he said something, and you could see it in his eyes. I'd rather die. If they have to kill me, let it be. And I guarantee you, I'm not 100% sure, but I guarantee you that that man right there, Clarence Thomas, received a call, several calls, letting him know, if you do this and you get in, we're going to take you out. I'm sure they threatened him over and over again. And he's staring in the eyes of those people who thought, hey, we made the call. That's all right. He's going to be scared. He'll withdraw. And he said, forget it. I'm in this battle to win.
Not for the purpose of serving on the Supreme Court, but for the purpose of not being driven out of this process. I would not be scared. I don't like bullies. I've never run from bullies. I never cry uncle, and I'm not going to cry uncle today, whether I want to be on the Supreme Court or not. I think that this today is a travesty. I think that it is disgusting. I think that this hearing should never occur in America. This is a case in which this sleaze, this dirt, was searched for by staffers of members of this committee, was then leaked to the media, and this committee and this body validated it and displayed it prime time over our entire nation. How would any member on this committee, any person in this room, or any person in this country would like sleaze said about him or her in this fashion? Or this dirt dredged up in this gossip and these lies displayed in this manner? How would any person like it? The Supreme Court is not worth it. No job is worth it. I'm not here for that. I'm here for my name, my family, my life, and my integrity. I think something is dreadfully wrong with this country when any person in this free country would be subjected to this. This is not a closed room. There was an FBI investigation. This is not an opportunity to talk about difficult matters privately or in a closed environment. This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. And from my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves, to do for themselves, to have different ideas. And it is a message that unless you kowtow to an old order, this is what will happen to you. You will be lynched, destroyed, caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate rather than hung from a tree.
It is for us, the living,
rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. Understand that it's not about you. It's about things that are far more important than you. Whether people are mad at you has nothing to do with whether you're right. You know, you can be in the middle of a hurricane, or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm. North is still north. People can yell at you. North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
Right is still right, even if you stand by yourself. This battle that we have been under will continue, but there are victories that are happening day in and day out, and we celebrate those when they come. I'll be sharing a lot of those out of Europe. I'll be sharing more as this Hunter deal comes out and forward. I'll be sharing more as we've been sharing information about the money issues that are happening and how President Trump has played that out, and also the immorality that's been flooding the airwaves and the system for years and how folks are affected by that. Before we get there, I wanted to let you know we're at andweknow.com. It's a very simple website, folks. If you go to that website, it'll have everything that you're looking for. If you're looking for a particular issue or a podcast that you forgot about and you're like, I want to go back and listen to it, you can click on podcast. You can click on contact. If you want to contact us, all you have to do is click on the contact button right there. When you click on it, it'll open up and you'll have your name, email, get in touch with the right place. You got different ways that you can reach out to us. If you want to advertise, send a note to LT, send a photo, and whatever, it is all there. And also, you'll have all of the videos that we've placed. The AUK merch is there. You can just click on it. You can subscribe to our newsletter if you want to know when videos come out and more. We'll send that out. The PatriotLight.com is a website we've created for you, and so much more. And we've got our partners at the bottom. You're saying, hey, I want to remember Hunter's Blend Coffee, or I want an LT Pet Club 247. I can't remember the link. Let me go to andweknow.com. They're going to have it on their website. Parker Pastures, The Best in Beef, EMF Protection, and Dr. Shockley, okay? So we've got all of that there for you. And you can also just remember that we've got Father's Day, right, coming up. Take 30% off all hats and polos for dad. Just use the code FATHER30. FATHER30. If you forget about the code or forget what the code is, just reach out to Angie and Jamie. Let them know. They'll remind you, and you can get that discount. That's right, 30% off. And you'll have shop.andweknow.com, the men's, the hats, the polos for dad. You definitely want to jump on that and so much more. Here's great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. Folks, Democrats convicted the president, President Trump, of 34 felonies for a filing error, right? But we have documented evidence during the Barack Obama administration. Joe and Hunter Biden met with Mexican billionaires for secret deals and provided access to the White House. Let's not forget about that.
The Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA, which requires those representing foreign principals to register with DOJ, is a law administered by your office, the National Security Division. Is that fair?
That is correct, sir.
Yes. I have behind me an email from 2016 during the Obama-Biden administration between Hunter Biden and Miguel Alemán, the the son of a Mexican billionaire and grandson of the former Mexican president. The first lines say, "We are arriving late tonight on Air Force 2 to Mexico City. We'll be there for Thursday. I'm attending meeting with President N," meaning President Nieto, "with Dad." Highlighted are the comments, "We have been talking about business deals and partnerships for 7 years. I've brought every single person you've ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration. I've delivered on every single thing you've ever asked." In this email, Hunter Biden acknowledges his attendance at a meeting between Mexican President Nieto and then Vice President Biden, discusses business deals and partnerships with a wealthy and politically connected Mexican family, references access provided to Mexican businessmen at the White House and Vice President's house, and states he had already delivered on every single thing you've ever asked. Did this email or does this email raise concerns that Hunter Biden might have acted contrary to FARA since it appears he never registered to represent foreign principles?
So I'm not familiar with the email that you're referring to. What I can tell you is that it is a fundamental principle of the Justice Department and consistent with my almost 20-year career that we follow the facts and the law in every case without
regard. So you're not familiar with, but you're not familiar with this
ideology.
You're not familiar with this this email here.
I'm not.
We have next up, we're going to show you a picture of Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Miguel Alemán, his father, and Carlos Slim, one of the richest men in the world, in 2015 while Joe Biden was vice president. This picture seems to conflict with President Biden's statement that he has never met with his son's business associates. Much of the information regarding Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings has come from the laptop that was abandoned by Hunter Biden and labeled by the media as misinformation, as well as by 51 former intelligence officers. In a weird letter dated October 19, 2020, which I will submit for the record.
Yep, just never forget. This has to be put on the forefront over and over again. Moving forward, they're going to convict President Trump for doing nothing wrong. Then when the truth comes out about all of the past administrations and what they've done, it's going to be big heyday for many of us. Of course, some of those that need to be put in the limelight would be Lindsey Graham. Here he is changing the narrative. Just confirmed they are not sacrificing Ukrainian people for freedom. They are doing it for Ukraine's minerals worth trillions of dollars, and the West wants them.
What did Trump do to get the weapons flowing? He created a loan system. They're sitting on $10 to $12 trillion of critical minerals in Ukraine. They could be the richest country in all of Europe. I don't want to give that money and those assets to Putin to share with China. If we help Ukraine now, they can become the best business partner we ever dreamed of. That $10 to $12 trillion of critical mineral assets could be used by Ukraine and the West, not given to Putin and China. This is a very big deal. How Ukraine ends. Mm-hmm. Let's help them win a war we can't afford to lose. Let's find a solution to this war. But they're sitting on a gold mine to give Putin $10 or $12 trillion of critical minerals that he will share with China is ridiculous.
It's all about the money. We've got to win Ukraine because we need their minerals. We can't afford to give that to anybody else. I don't remember Putin saying he was going to go in and take over all of Ukraine. I think it was a special military operation. He kept telling us that. And remember the biolabs that were hit up, and we caught that also. Well, when you head to other countries of the world, since we're heading that direction, Milei, right, Argentina, confirms the closure of former Ministry of Women, Gender, and Diversity. The Argentine government said the former ministry was founded under an ideological agenda that it tried to propagate and impose. That would be a great victory. Also, let's see, Belgium's globalist prime minister. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Alex de Croo resigns after losing to right-wing parties in EU elections. Is the world finally waking up? Isn't that something? Yeah, let's see. Let's see. We got some more on this. You ready? Oh, yeah. And wokeness showed this. France, national rally, wins a historic 31.5% of the EU vote, forcing Macron to dissolve the national parliament. Germany, AfD, surges to become the second largest party. Liberal parties tank. Belgium, of course, got the prime minister resigning. Italy, Meloni's brother of Italy wins an historic landslide. Austria, FPO, doubles their seats and becomes the largest party in the nation. Spain, the right is beating the left by 10%. Luxembourg, first ever seat for ADR. And the list goes on. As part of that list, you've got the anti-immigration candidate, Gavin Pepper. Gavin Pepper, just been elected in Dublin. This has been an earth-shattering day for nationalist candidates across Ireland and the rest of Europe. Victory there. Anti-immigrant Malachi, I guess that's how you say the name, Stinson. He just won in Dublin, Ireland also. So as they're celebrating, we're excited for them, and hopefully they'll be able to do great things there. And hopefully the deep state has been pulverized and taken out so that they can make those moves and start moving in the right direction. Edward Snowden said pro-war politicians were just harshly punished in the EU elections. It's not a good sign for Biden. Perhaps time to give peace a chance. Oh, yeah. Just one great victory after another. It's playing out in front of all of our eyes. I mean, we're catching on, folks. We're learning. And we're hoping that this fall, we will finally see huge victories playing out throughout our country, the United States of America. Many are excited. Many realize what is going on. They're waking up day after day. And we are going to see great victories, I believe, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And so heading into that, we'll talk about this part here, President Trump at the Las Vegas rally.
This is the first time I've said this, and for those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy, because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips. We're not going to do it, and we're going to do that right away, first thing in office, because it's been a point of contention for years and years and years, and you do a great job of service, you take care of people, and I think it's going to be something that really is deserved. More importantly, popular or unpopular, I do some unpopular things, too, if it's right for the country. I do what's right. But so those people that have jobs in restaurants, whatever the job may be, a tipping job, we're not going after for taxes anymore. This will be ended. And I announced that for the first time. First time I've brought it up. First time anyone's brought it up. I think it's never been brought up before. And I also think it's very appropriate.
Yep. No taxing the tips. How about that? It's a tiny little step in the right direction. And then, of course, he brought up at Turning Point, how it looks when you're under Biden.
I'll tell you what, it's the single biggest. I even have that here. I have something here. Huh. Let me see. Because you asked this question, I think I'll show. Should I show it? I don't know if you can see it. Look. Tic Tacs. What? This is what inflation does. This is what inflation does. This is what inflation. Okay? Look, not good, right? But that's, I kid, but that's, this, there really is no kidding. It's serious. People can't live.
Yeah, that's really good. I love how you just bring us the Tic Tacs. Here's the big one, here's the small one, and that's what the economy looks like. Speaking of the economy, we had a great interview yesterday, Dr. Kirk Elliott, breaking the will of the people, making them beg for a CBDC. We talked about that. Dr. Elliott provides guidance to help steer clear of the chaos that the enemy is bringing. I mean, he did just a great, phenomenal job on that interview. And we were able to bring up so many ways that they use fear to try to control us and drive us to CBDC. And here's a clip from that. Check this out.
Kind of that same theme moving forward. What they're bringing to the table is so bad that there's no way that people would ever accept it. And they know it, but you know, it's just this Hegelian dialectic. You create something that's so bad Mm-hmm. That people will want what you have as the solution, even though they might not have wanted it 5-6 months ago, right? So, so here's where you take it one step further. And you, this has all been pretty recent comments about food, right? So we, the mayor of New York, crazy guy, you know, he gets behind the mic about 3 weeks ago and says, you know what, methane from cows is the most dangerous thing to global warming outside of manufacturing and cars. It's like, what? So therefore, you know, get rid of cows is what he's trying to say. So what is Bill Gates doing? Bill Gates is funding science to remove the methane from cows' stomachs and intestines, right? So modifying the DNA and genetics of a cow, which that's probably what makes cows able to chew on grass and eat grass that we can't do.
Right.
And so imagine this genetically modified cow that doesn't create methane anymore. What's that going to do to the meat? Why would we want to eat that?
Yeah. So we get into this. He explains and connects all the dots with what they're trying to do to control our food, which controls our money and so much more. You really don't want to miss this. And you can go to andweknow.com/gold to remind you. In the description box below, just click on that link and you'll have a conversation just like I have with Dr. Elliott every week on some issues that we deal with. So speaking of issues, this came up here recently about the vaccines.
I don't want to be part of this mass genocide that I see happening. And I think that what's going on right now will be remembered as a worst time in history compared to what World War II happened.
You are raising doubt about a vaccine.
I hope I am, because I hope more people take heed of the warning that is necessary.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me and I'm going
to die? Well, I hope not, but I'll be happy to meet you in 3 years and then see how you're doing.
But you think that's possible?
I think that it's probable.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me and I'm going
to
die?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be happy to meet you in 3 years and then see how you're doing.
But you think that's possible?
I think that it's probable.
We have so October 2021, we have the doctor, Rashid Pattar. They said on Communist News Network, he's spreading disinformation about COVID-19 and the vaccine. That was October 2021. And as he's talking to this news anchor, the news anchor says, do you say that I have a time bomb? And he goes, well, let's see in about 3 years, and then I'll see if you have a time bomb inside of you or not. And then watch what happens.
We have some stunningly heartbreaking news to share with you this morning, that our colleague, our friend, and truly distinguished CNN journalist Drew Griffin passed away in the last 24 hours. Drew had been with CNN for nearly two decades. In that time, he was responsible for some of the most impactful journalism of this company in politics, sports, government, big business. He was a good man, a tremendous journalist, a huge part of this network.
He absolutely was. He asked the tough questions, as anybody who watches CNN knows. He chased down folks who didn't want to hear them, didn't want to answer them. He made a real difference in the lives of countless people. Here's Anderson Cooper now with a look back.
So his time bomb went off, the one that he said, you're saying I have a time bomb inside of me with this jab? We'll see in about 3 years. He's gone. They're desperate. Saturday Telegraph, get back to the vax on the front page. Kids' lives at risk as COVID turns parents off vaccines. That's right. More and more parents are realizing none of them are safe or effective. They're turning away, and now they're trying to push the sales pitch is getting harder, which, of course, is making it much easier for folks to wake up. And so, of course, mainstream media, they run a story about COVID jabs being related to excess deaths, and they get fact-checked. The powers that be are never going to admit they've got blood on their hands, are they? They're just never going to admit it. Tucker Carlson, remember, came out and he said he didn't get the jab, and it was
not against vaccines. I hadn't really thought about them. I thought they were, I guess, miracles of science. That's what I was told. I don't even know what I think of vaccines now, but I'm skeptical. But with the COVID vax, I didn't know anything about mRNA technology. Of course, I'm not an expert on that, but I know a lot about human deception because that's been my job my whole life. And also, I try to pay attention to whether something is true or false. And the behavior of the people selling me that was so transparently dishonest. I didn't know that the vax wouldn't work, which it didn't, of course. I didn't know that it would cause harm, which it did. But I did know that the people selling it were liars. Like, I knew that instantly.
That's right. They are liars, and they've been caught. Many folks are waking up to this day in and day out. And I tell you what, it's something that we should be paying attention to. And they're going to be pushing another one on us, right? They're trying to push the bird flu. And it's not going as planned, I don't think, because it's not the media is not pushing as hard as they thought they were going to. We'll see how that plays out. We'll see. Well, another thing that's playing out in front of us, of course, is the debauchery, the immorality that's running rampant throughout this entire earth. Wall Street Silver showed this. Here are the top five finalists for Miss Maryland. And if you look at the middle person for Miss Maryland, that is actually a man. And then he asked, which one would you have voted for? Of course, Miss Maryland picked a man for victory there. This is all playing out as we're being pushed. Agendas are being pushed. Protected speech, remember, is they can actually defame our statues, our history. But it's a hate crime if you ride your bicycle or your scooter over an LGBTQ flag, right? So there was a hate crime that was, teens were charged with felonies for riding their scooters over the LGBTQ flag on the street. But you know what? You can get up on a statue, spray paint it, tear it down, free Palestine, and it's called protected speech. Everything is flipping upside down. Also, we've got more breaking legal news. California teacher was terminated for refusing to abide by school's expansive gender policies, preferred pronouns, trans bathroom use, and concealing gender identity to info from parents because of her religious beliefs. She won a $360,000 settlement from the school. You can fight back. You can fight back. Peru officially classifies transgender non-binary people as mentally ill. It's about time. We need to see more of that playing out throughout this entire earth as they are mentally ill. 77% of Americans are LGBT. 20% of Gen Z is LGBT. Meanwhile, at the Ivy Leagues, check this out. 20% of Gen Z identifies as LGBTQ+, but Ivy League numbers are higher. Brown University, 38%. Princeton, 35% of them. Yale, 29%. Harvard, almost 30%. Cornell, 21%. And Penn is 15%. I got 400,000 views on old X. So that means you're walking around Brown almost getting close to half the people there are LGBTQ. It just kind of shows you what's going around when you head to these bigger universities. And they're identifying these transgender ones, non-binary, as mentally ill in some countries. I wonder what they're going to identify them as at these prestigious universities with their Grey Poupon. What is a Woman bill passes in the Senate. Yep, that was dated February 28th. What is a Woman bill now headed to governor's desk for signature. That's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And also South Carolina governor officially bans gender-affirming care for transgender minors. The law bans health professionals from performing gender transition surgeries, prescribing puberty blockers, and overseeing hormone treatments. How about that? So a lot of that happening, of course, because June, they're trying to force us into Pride Month, right?
Involved in the most horrific form of sex trafficking. You know, this is serious stuff, everybody. We need to stop this. This is not America.
It's not America. And, of course, we know the Bible verse, Matthew 18:6. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Many of you know that verse. Many of you are familiar with it. In the King James Version, if you read that one, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck. He were drowned in the depths of the sea. Heavenly Father loves children. Trump never started a war against another country, but he did start a war against child trafficking. On December 29th, 2017, he proclaimed January 2018 as National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. April 11th, 2018, Trump signed FOSTA, a bill removing Section 230, which protected tech platforms from the liability of sex trafficking on their sites. He also signed an act which strengthened programs supporting survivors of trafficking and fights trafficking. He signed an act authorizing $430 million to fight sex trafficking worldwide. He signed an act tightening criteria for whether countries are meeting the standards of eliminating trafficking. He signed an act establishing new prevention, prosecution, and collaboration initiative to bring traffickers to justice. He authorized over $35 million to prove safe housing for trafficking victims on August 4th, 2020. And then he gave over $100 million to fight trafficking in the United States September 21st, 2020. What a battle we're fighting. And we see these victories playing out in the EU, folks. That is very, very good. Exciting information. We're watching folks in on the famous side, right? TMZ even playing this out. Amber Rose. I was brainwashed by the left, but now I love Trump. Many, many folks are waking up. You have these interviews on Fox, no matter how much they try Fox to pretend that they are supporting President Trump. They do their interviews. And Dana White still comes out strong saying, we're still supporting him, no matter what. These rallies in Las Vegas, people celebrating and excited for what he's doing. The interview with Dr. Phil, making waves in such a way that it makes the audience member stand up and say, you know what? Really changed my mind. And I'm going to support President Trump now. Doesn't mean, again, that we're worshiping the man. I've watched some YouTube channels pop up saying, stop comparing Donald Trump to Jesus. People are not doing that. And if they are, they need to stop. There are many sites that are supposedly supposed to tell us the truth that no matter what, they still come out and share information that makes you doubt him in some way. And I tell you what, I believe that he was sent by God for this time, such a time as this. For many decades, we've been looking for a leader. And the right one was put down at the right time. And I believe that he is going to be used to cause a lot of issues for the deep state. But ultimately, our Heavenly Father is in control and he can do whatever he wants. Our nation needs to wake up. He can't do it by himself, but many of us can, through prayer, get involved in different ways. And I think that's what we're supposed to be doing. Be a light in the darkness. Be salt to all of these people that need us day in and day out, especially those that are hurting and are nervous and are scared. An opportunity for us to pray for those, love on those who really need it. I hope we can all join together in that.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you continue to do in and through our lives. Thank you for protecting us when we ask for protection. Thank you for allowing us to see these things play out day in and day out, for all of us to realize that even through Scripture, as we watched rescuing of slaves from Egypt, as we've watched you take many tyrants throughout time and given them messages to let them know their time of hurting people, they're done. And we're seemingly in that time now. We believe that you're in control. We know that you have been planning all this for a long time. Our nation is in desperate need. Many nations are in desperate need of your word day in and day out. So we ask for continued protection of our lives, over our minds, our hearts, our souls. Just please provide us the ability and the availability of being there for our neighbors, giving them the right comfort that they need during these stressful times. Thank you for the victories that we're seeing each day as we go forward. May we continue to depend on you. We know without you, we can do nothing. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, folks, for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love, your guidance, your emails, and so much more. You're such a blessing to us. It's all about you. And this whole thing is put together with your encouragement. We just want to thank you. Please hit that follow button, the subscribe button, and share and like if you would. We really appreciate that. And until next time, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Then We Know. Signing out.